Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is a John Chuck Show coming to you live on this Friday evening after the NBA draft last night. Good time at the Hawks draft party at State Farm Arena last night. And Hawks made a couple of picks. And obviously, it's been a very hectic offseason thus far, even though we're just really kind of scratching the surface. Let's go out to the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Let's talk to our buddy, Kurt Heelan. He, of course, the lead NBA writer, managing editor for NBC Sports. You can follow Kurt on his personal Twitter page, at Basketball Talk. Kurt, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes in Atlanta as another fun draft last night and a lot of moving pieces and parts, as always.
Yeah, and maybe not as much movement on draft night as we expected, but maybe that's just because there were a lot of fireworks leading up to the draft, but I expected a little more movement in the first round than we ended up seeing.
You know, as far as the Hawks go, you know, I always thought that, you know, and I've been saying it on my show for the last few weeks, that unless they just drafted, you know, made a move to go up and draft a dynamic player, this was probably always a player that was going to end up at their College Park G League team playing for the Skyhawks. I think they got a nice player. You know, again, we'll see what he becomes. I think he's a project. But, again, a year or two down in the G League, I think that's, you know, exactly what the agenda calls for right now with a guy like Bufkin.
Yeah, although he might be able to give you some backup. It's one of those things you've got to decide where your roster. I mean, obviously, with Trey and DeJounte in the situation, he's not going to get a bunch of playing time. And it becomes a developmental question of, some guys need minutes, right? Like some guys need, they just need to get on the court and get experienced and get used to the speed of play. And some guys, if they're trying to develop a specific skill or something, they can get it better at the NBA level. It's kind of a decision you make on a case-by-case basis. He might need a little time. He might be, he's obviously a first-rounder. He's not a two-way guy, but treated like that a little more, where you can send him down a little and get him some run and bring him back up and make sure he gets the experience. But he's also, I mean, he did go back to college. He did spend a second year at Ann Arbor. He polished his skills a little bit. He's not going to come in and take a bunch of minutes, but I think he can contribute a little as a rookie and start to grow into that role. This is honestly, it's a guy that I had heard a little above this number. I thought he might go before I'm a little surprised he fell all the way to you. So this is a pretty good get.
What did you make of, you know, some of the teams that maybe did themselves well on draft night? I mean, we talked about the idea that there maybe wasn't as much movement, but was there a team or two in particular that you thought did themselves well last night?
I mean, outside of the obvious Spurs. I thought Dallas made a really smart move. Everybody knew they wanted Derek Lively out of the center out of Duke, who had had some really good workouts. And they were able to trade back and then still get their guy, get off the Davis Barton salary. And that lets them it opens up the mid-level. They were able to make them, they were able to get Rashawn Holmes. They were able to do a few things. It was kind of a clever little move, and they still got their guy, which is a smart bit of drafting on their part. So I think that they had a good night, and I think Houston ended up with a good night just because they were the guy who took Cam, who fell, you know, looked like a top five pick, falls all the way to 20. We'll see if this lights a fire under him. I wasn't in the workouts. I had heard the same things that he had. He's one of those guys who sometimes doesn't, a little bit of Iverson, a little practice, but then he flips it on in games, and maybe falling a little bit lights a fire under him and he shows up. If so, then you just got two top five talents in the draft. So it could be good for them.
All right. I'm not going to ask you to, you know, compete, you know, with other guys and stuff like that, but Brian Windhorst on the draft show last night for ESPN specifically brought up the idea that he said that I've heard that there is a narrative that the Hawks need to get under the luxury tax. And again, I'm not asking you to confirm or verify, but just have you heard things in your circles about the idea of there's this mandate that the Hawks need to get under the luxury tax? We just had Landry Fields on our afternoon show, and you know, he kind of dispelled that myth, which again, I'm sure he's going to do that. But have you heard rumblings about the idea of the Hawks trying to get under the luxury tax first before they decide where they're going with this roster?
I've heard that they don't. The new CBA freaks some people in front offices out, in particular with what it's going to cost with Trey, with DeJounte, and some of the other guys on the roster. I think there is a – I don't want to say, oh, my gosh, you have to get under the tax, although they may like that. But they really don't want to be far above the tax. They don't want to live – far above the tax and start pushing for repeater numbers until there is a team there worth paying the repeater tax for. I mean, if you're in the mix, you know, if right now, if you're Milwaukee, you should be paying the tax, man. Like, go
right,
get the tax,
right,
go chase the right, rings, right?
Right.
If there comes a time to ask the owner to do that, but I don't know that there was a hard – I hadn't heard anything about a hard and fast, like, man, they've got to get under the tax, other than a lot of teams are running, man, I do not want to live – the second apron scares the heck out of people, and they don't want to flirt. They want to be in a position to be able to make a move and not flirt with some of the more harsh penalties coming down the line. So I think everybody's looking for ways to trim a little bit, and Atlanta's in that group.
Kurt Helin joining me on the WaitForIt.com hotline, lead NBA writer for NBCSports.com. Well, let me float you out my theory, and you can shoot holes in this and whatever you want to do, but I really do believe in a lot of ways that the Hawks are going to run this thing back with Quinn Snyder. And when I say run it back, I mean they've got their starting five signed. They've got Bogey, you know, signed. Obviously they have their young guys that are under contract, the AJ Griffin, Jalen Johnsons. They may tweak the little bit of the roster on the very back end of it, but by and large, their top, you know, let's say eight players are under contract and locked up, you know, for, you know, DeJounte Murray really being the only guy. Well, I guess Sadiq Bey in some ways, but they could move on from him. But really Murray, the only main guy that's not under a multi-year kind of deal. I think they will run it back. They're somewhere $9 million in the luxury tax with maybe about a $13 million tax bill. And I think they will go until to the trade deadline. And if this thing isn't working out, then they start to cut bait. Then they start to move Murray. Then they start to move some of their pieces. And then they don't stay in the luxury tax at that point. What do you think about that theory?
I think that's actually a pretty reasonable theory. I think part of what I had heard, too, was simply what you were just saying, which is they don't know what this roster looks like with Quinn Snyder running it.
Right.
I mean, you bring him in mid-season like that, especially with his system, you just can't install that overnight, right?
Right?
Like, that's going to take a training camp and, frankly, the first part of the season to kind of get used to what he wants to do and playing how he wants him to play. And it starts – if you don't – until you do that, you can't say, even starting at the top, is Trey going to work in the system? He can. Will Trey work in the system? I need to see – 30, 40 games, right? Like, I've got to get into the season. Talk to me again in December, and let's get us, you know, early January, let's get a sense of where this is. And I think that that's where they are with a lot of these guys. So I think it does make sense, like you said, maybe they make some moves, but it's more likely they're not scared of, like you said, I don't think they're scared of entering the season in the tax a little bit. They might want to trim a little bit. The first apron is at $7 million or seven and change over. So maybe you get a, try to get off of a little of it, but you get to the, like you said, get to the trade deadline, you know, get to February and say, all right, this is working, this isn't working, or more specifically, player X isn't working in this system, or this isn't working, and how do we change this?
Kurt, let's bounce around the league a little bit. You know, I've tried to explain this to people that when it comes to Bradley Beal or players like that, and people always talk to me about, well, why would he sign with the Washington Wizards, you know, when they're not a very good franchise and he could go to a contender and this and the other? And I'm like, because he's leaving $251 million guaranteed dollars on the table. And to be honest with you, I mean, there's no way that a player can turn down that kind of money. I don't care how bad his situation is. Even if after a year you start demanding a trade, once you've got that contract signed, it's a whole different deal. But no player is going to turn down this kind of money that a team of their own doing can sign him for. But when they get that fifth year in it, I mean, am I wrong about that? Or
no, not at all. And in his case, by the way, I'll take that no trade clause that allows me to completely control where I land, so that, you know, I don't get sent. Not that he got sent to Miami. Like, that would be some horrible experience. But, like, he had control to say, no, I want to go play in Phoenix, and I'm only going to waive this for Phoenix, and you have to take what they give you. It's a very different thing. And so that's one of the ones that the other guy you'll see this summer. Has Jaylen Brown hinted he's a little frustrated at times and has been there, like, you know, yeah, he has. And I think he has been frustrated. Frankly, they should be frustrated. They should be a little better than they are. He's going to take the $289 million. They're going to put it on the table. He's going to sign the Supermax. If he's frustrated in a year or two, he'll do exactly that. Then he'll start to push his way out. Then they'll break this thing up. But if you're – I mean, that's not that's my grandkids don't have to work money.
Yeah,
you know, you have to take that.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I just again, this because it's all guaranteed, and the idea that somebody's going to turn down five for 250, it boggles my mind. What do you think is the next big domino that's going to fall? Let's say Jaylen Brown he gets the Supermax and he signs all that. What do you think is the next big domino to fall as far as player movement goes?
Obviously, everybody's watching Portland. I think that's going to move a little more slowly than people, at least some people like. Part of it is he doesn't want to leave. Everybody's eager to move Damian Lillard out of Portland way more than Damian Lillard is looking to move out of Portland.
Right. And by the way, I thought they did themselves good last night in the draft.
Right.
I thought they made a couple good. I thought that was a good pickup that the Trailblazers made for Damian Lillard.
I'm not a scout. I don't pretend, you know, I'm not going to pretend to play one on the radio a little bit, but man, I've seen Scoot play. I have talked to the kid and interviewed him. I really like him.
Yeah.
I really think he has not only the kind of physical tools, and I'm talking early Derrick Rose, Russell Westbrook level physical tools. He's got to round out. He's got the mentality. Like, I think Wembanyama does as well. Like, he's just I think they're mentally built for this. I think Scoot's going to be fantastic. So yeah, take him, you know, and you figure it out with Dame later. But if you're not going to take him, if you're trading that pick away, you better be getting somebody all NBA level back. And that guy just, you know, well, Paul George is out there maybe. Well, great. He's 33, needs a contract extension, and is injured all. Like, just, I don't know that I'm trading Scoot for that. Like,
right.
I just, there aren't more options. So, yeah, I think that's the one to watch. But I think the other ones that get interesting is just Draymond Green. There's not a huge market for him, maybe necessarily. But what Golden State wants to pay him and for how long and what he believes he's worth are going to be two very different numbers. And that's going to be a really interesting thing to watch as they start to talk contract extensions. I don't know where he would go, but it'd be interesting. It's going to be interesting to watch.
Does Golden State need him more, or does he need Golden State more?
I think ultimately he needs them a little more, but it's close. I mean, if you watched them last year, they don't win without him,
right?
And they did. Right. They just sent Jordan Poole out the door because it was pretty clear those two couldn't. It's Draymond's fault, but those two were not going to coexist. But I don't know. He's not plug and play. He's not Bradley Beal. He's not Kevin Durant. He's not even Trae Young. Right? There's not a guy where you're like, drop him 29 other teams and it works. Like, you've got to play a kind of specific defensive system, a switchable defensive system for it to work. He's not a drop coverage guy, and he's a great passer, but he doesn't score and shoot, so you've got to have specific kind of players around him to maximize his skill set. They have that in Golden State, and Golden State kind of needs him. They just weren't that – they weren't the same without him. They misfired on Wiseman. They don't have the time to develop Kuminga and wait around for him. So it's going to be, I think, look, the Chris Paul move is the all-in move for them. And in that case, they kind of, I guess now that I think about it, Golden State needs him more ultimately, don't they? Because now that with Chris Paul, they've got to bring him back. They don't really have a choice now, do they? They're all in right now. It's just going to be an interesting debate about money, because I don't know if Houston would be willing to just step in and, you know, they can offer more if they want to.
And by the way, as we close things out, Scoot's also an Atlanta kid. So he went to high school Atlanta at Kell High School in Marietta. So he's got that going for him as well. So anyway, let's start
the he wants to go home rumors now. I mean, he's under control for 8 years, but you can never start those too early.
Hey, listen, I mean, we're going to have Jaylen Brown. We're going to have Scoot. We're going to have everybody from the city of Atlanta. If we just get all Atlanta players to play for the Hawks, we're in good shape.
Is this the 1950s? Where you just recruited the guys around you?
The regional guys, absolutely, absolutely. Kurt Helin's the lead NBA writer, managing editor for NBCSports.com, at Basketball Talk on Twitter, and join me on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Kurt, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes, man, in Atlanta. Thanks so much. We will chat again here soon as the season, off-season, rolls right along.
I look forward to it, man. Take care.
You got it. John Chuckery, we'll be back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.